New research has found art is a bigger attraction to tourists visiting Australia than wineries, casinos, or sport. The report by Australia Council for the Arts, released this week, stated art tourist numbers grew at a higher rate than for international tourists overall. From 2013 to 2017, art tourists grew by 47% compared to the overall international tourism growth of 37%. To find out more, we are joined by Manager of Research at the Australia Council for the Arts, Rebecca Mostyn. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So this new research has found some surprising trends in tourism. What trends has this research shown in tourists engaging with art in Australia?
I guess at an overall level, the research highlights for us the important role of the arts in international tourism to Australia, and also how the arts are a powerful tool for building national identity and for sharing Australian culture and stories and perspectives with the world. More specifically, the data is showing us that growth that you mentioned in your intro, and the fact that international arts tourism to Australia has been growing at a higher rate than international tourism overall. Some of the other highlights that have come out are that Asia is our largest arts tourist market and accounted for almost half of all international tourists in 2017. And as a market, Asia overtook Europe as our largest arts tourist market in 2010. And visiting museums and galleries is the most popular arts activity, and the biggest growth area is for festivals.
So over
a million international tourists attended festivals and fairs and cultural events in 2017. That was an increase of 61% over the 5 years. And I think for us also, one of the really interesting findings was that international tourists who engage with the arts are more likely to go beyond the East Coast states and to visit regional Australia than international tourists overall.
And with these tourists, the research illustrates tourists are largely attracted to First Nation art. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, so Australia obviously has a unique global position as home to the world's oldest living culture. And this tourism research confirms that growing interest in First Nations arts and culture amongst international visitors. So engagement with First Nations arts by international tourists grew by 41% over the last 5 years. It's a particularly strong draw card, unsurprisingly, in regional areas, especially regional Northern Territory. In fact, the New York Times recognised the top end of Australia as a place to visit in 2018, partly due to that international interest around the Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair.
So with so many tourists coming to see First Nation art and issues relating to fake Indigenous art, how can we ensure that these tourists engage in authentic art products and authentic art experiences?
Yeah, I mean, I guess one of the byproducts of this increased interest is that it's grown the market for fake Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art and art products. And tourists in particular are being targeted with these products, which are a big problem for many reasons. They misappropriate First Nations culture, they cheat artists of payment, and they also mislead buyers. It's important, I guess, to build awareness amongst tourists about this issue. There's a campaign called the Fake Art Harms Culture campaign, which people may have heard of, to respond to this. And there's also been the establishment of an Indigenous art code. That code sets standards about how dealers work with First Nations artists so they can ensure fair and ethical trade. There's quite a few steps that people can take to ensure they're not buying inauthentic art. They can look out for the Indigenous Art Code logo, so that means that they're buying from a dealer who has signed up to that code. They can also ask questions. They can ask about the artist and their work. They can ask about how the artist is being paid. And they should also be provided with a certificate of authentication when they purchase something. So it's obviously really important to build that awareness. It does a lot of harm to the First Nations artists and to those communities that would otherwise be earning the revenue from those sales. As well as, I guess, you know, we know that international tourists who are coming here are wanting to have authentic experiences, and it's robbing them of that opportunity.
Right, and when we're talking about these authentic experiences, this must be a factor when we're looking at how art tourists are more likely to visit regional Australia and areas just outside of the capital cities. Is this one of the reasons for why art tourists are visiting outside capital cities?
Yes, we think so. Yeah. Our other research confirms that creativity is very strong in regional Australia. We know, for example, that one in six Australian artists live in regional areas, and residents in regional Australia are as likely to creatively participate in the arts as city residents. That comes through other research that we do here at the Australia Council. So the tourism data not only confirms that international tourists who engage with the arts are more likely to visit regional Australia than international tourists overall, it also shows that trend's growing. So that there has been a 41% increase in international arts tourists visiting regional Australia, which is higher than the overall growth of international visitors going to regional areas of 37%. So I suppose what that's saying to us is that there's a really strong opportunity for the arts to attract those tourists who are seeking those diverse and authentic experiences by going beyond main cities into regional areas of the country.
And I'll just quickly ask you, what do you hope this research will be used for?
Well, we undertook the research really to add some evidence around the role of the arts in supporting economic activity through tourism. So we hope it will be useful both for those working in tourism to understand the value and potential of the arts, and also to help artists understand how they might be able to increase their engagement with that international tourist market.
Well, Rebecca, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because we've run out of time. But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.